This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My beloved children, here I am once again speaking to you. It's a special program designated for you. Today I want to talk about something very interesting. You know, we all have a voice. So thank Allah that you can speak and you have a voice. Because there are some people who don't have a voice and they can't speak. They're dumb from the time they were born and sometimes a little bit later. May Allah bless them, make it easy for them. As for all of us, or the bulk of us, the majority of us, we can speak. So thank Allah for the ability to speak. Now, if Allah's given me the gift of speech, I need to make sure that I don't use that speech in a bad way. So number one, don't say bad words. You know, we're fasting, okay? It's the month of Ramadan. Some of you might not be able to stay away from food and drink because you're still children. And like I said in a previous episode, it's not yet compulsory, but you're going to try. But one of the other things that you need to do in Ramadan is to control the way you speak, to discipline yourself, you know, to be strict on yourself. Don't use bad words, never. Even if everyone else is using bad words, you're a believer, you believe in Allah. We're going to go back to Allah, into Jannah, into a paradise that is so amazing. And when we get there, we don't want a record to be showing that we used bad words, this bad word, that bad word. Yes, we're children. So as much as we don't need to worry too much about the records being a child, but as you grow older, you're going to get used to the habits that you get yourself into now. So start getting yourself into the habit of saying nice words, beautiful words. Don't say bad words. When people swear, no, that's not for us. We're clean. We say sweet words. We say loving words, kind words. You don't need to call people dogs and idiots and other words. Don't use the F word and all these other swear words that people are throwing around everywhere. And it's all online and it's on television and all those places, subhanAllah. We are believers. We speak in a clean way. Use nice words. And not only using nice words, but don't scream, don't yell. Speak clearly and speak in a beautiful way. When someone sees you, they should know that you're a very lovely child, a beautiful individual with great character. You've been taught well. So say words that are nice, use words that are beautiful, and don't scream. Don't scream at all. Don't yell at people. You know, even if you want to talk to your friend, sometimes maybe if you're in a field or someone is far away and you want to raise your voice a little bit, but that's not like screaming, yelling at each other, because we're taught not to do that. We shouldn't do that. We're disciplined human beings. If you really would like to raise your voice because you have to, then do so in a respectful way. So inshallah, no bad words. At the same time, no screaming and shouting for nothing. And let's understand, say nice words. You know, subhanallah, it means all praise is due to Allah. In fact, alhamdulillah means all praise is due to Allah. Subhanallah, glory be to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're praising your maker. Whoever made me, look at my fingers, look at my eyes, look at my nose, everything I have. Whoever made me, surely he is worthy of worship alone. So when I say glory be to, I'm only going to say the one who made me. Glory be to the one who made me. Who made me? Allah. So glory be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. You know, all greatness belongs to Allah. So these words, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, these are lovely words. You can say them. They are known as dhikr, the remembrance of Allah. It's one type of dhikr. The remembrance of Allah. So when you read the Quran with your tongue, when you do dhikr with your tongue, don't say bad words with the tongue. Now the Prophet ﷺ says that anyone who's fasting and still says bad words, lies, falsehood and things like those, then they're wasting their time fasting. Because Allah wants you to discipline yourself. Like I said, control yourself. Inshallah, we can do that. So your fast will be absolutely beautiful this Ramadan, because it's not just about staying away from food and drink, but it's also about smiling, saying good words, trying to help people and so on. Today, we spoke about the words we utter and we spoke about the tone. So let's try and improve on that. And you see how Allah will open your doors. And you see how in life, people will respect you so much from a young age because you respected yourself. Now, if you have sworn in the past and if you have said bad words in the past, it's time to change that. This is Ramadan. Ramadan is a month of positive change. So let's change all the bad that we were doing. From now on, no more. I'm going to be good by the will of Allah. May Allah bless you all. I'm so excited. Leave a comment at the bottom if you are watching this from my official YouTube channel known as Mufti Menk Official, and tell me more about how you have saved yourself from bad words and what you do when you feel like screaming and shouting. How do you control yourself? May Allah bless you all. Until we meet again, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.